Adam Clark, head basketball coach for the Gilman City girls basketball team. Gilman City has Green City. They'll be coming up next week. And Gilman City has recently played a couple games at NCMC and also had Stewartsville a little earlier as well. And back to the Stewartsville game, that was a 50-38 game. And again, that game was at Stewartsville against a team that has made, I mean, at least if you look at the record, has made a pretty substantial jump. Or, you know, the schedule is falling right that they put together some wins this year. They look like they are moving in the right direction. But it was also, I guess, the point being that that wasn't a bad basketball team, and you played reasonably close with them. Now, whether that translated into playing well or not, I don't know.
Well, it was. You know, it started out, and we had a pretty good first half with them. We came out in the first quarter and had a small lead after the first quarter. In the second quarter, they made a run at us and overtook the lead. But we were still within striking distance. I think it was 6 or 7 points a half. And the third quarter, we didn't necessarily come out flat, but they came out and extended their lead a little bit. And then the fourth quarter, we weren't able to make a significant run on them, but we – you know, if you look at the fourth quarter by itself, we basically played even with them. And so I thought we played pretty well. It's just one of those things that, they was able to find a few more scoring opportunities than we were. And, I thought we were starting to show some promise in some areas and maybe some better rebounding, things like that.
You had Keatsville at the first game at NCMC and did beat Keatsville, beat them last Thursday, 149-39. And there's some elements that you have to factor in at NCMC. A little longer court, which, as every coach says, that, it's not so much of an issue the first two or three trips that you make up and down the court, but the extra three and four steps adds up as you go along. And so you have to, kind of adjust for that. And then the spacing might be a little bit different too. But anyway, you got through the game and got a win.
Yeah, I thought we came out extremely well in the first quarter. We had several girls being able to score in that first quarter. Megan Cottrell came out and was extremely hot from the three-point line, hit some three-pointers in the first quarter for us, gave us a good little lead. And then we were able to maintain that lead throughout the game. So I was proud of the girls. And, Haley had an excellent night that night, put up 24 points for us and had several assists too. So it was a good night for our girls.
All right, and then the NCMC activity finished yesterday with Hale. And again, you got a pretty good scoring day, it looked like anyway, or morning out of Haley Burrows there, but it looked like she might have been the only one. A 57-25 win against a Hale, or a loss, 57-25 loss to Hale. And a Hale team that's been a little shadowed, by Southwest Livingston and Bramer and some of those teams that are in that area. And they get shadowed by those just because of, some teams that are really good. Norburn, I guess, would be included in that as well. So I'm guessing they're not a bad team either.
No, they play really good aggressive defense. And they play you full court, and they're going to do it until you wear down. And it didn't take them long, really, against us to cause us some problems, some ball handling issues. It was one of those days where we could have benefited from having five girls on the floor that could, maintain the level of play of their opponent, and at times that hurt us. But, it was one of those things that we were trying to control the tempo, and when we could, we did all right. But when we got in a hurry and forced some passes or got in bad spots, they were able to score and transition off that. So, at times it was difficult for us to get set up and run a play. And then other times, they were getting some second chance shots when they got in their offense.
All right, next is going to be Green City, and it looked like you have done a little bit of work to that schedule because since you don't play, you're one of the rare teams that don't play any tournament games in that generally the second full week of January, and that's created before kind of a gap in the schedule. But, it looks like that you've worked that schedule to put a little consistency in there because you got Green City Tuesday and then you've got Tri-County then and coming out of the break. And really a stretch here where if you play well, you're going to match up really experience-wise with Well, a lot of these teams here in the first 2-3 weeks of January.
Yeah, we were fortunate that Green City gave us a call, and they were looking for a game as well, and it worked out that we could play that first week of January to help us fill in our schedule. And like you said, I think in the next two and a half weeks, I think we're going to have some good matchups for our girls' team. Hopefully we all are healthy and get into practice and trying to really get into that groove of gelling as a team and knowing each other really well. The girls are starting to play good basketball. And if we can do that, then, I think we'll have some great chances for some wins.
It's Adam Clark. He's head basketball coach of Gilman City.